Okay, wir sind im Übungsbuch auf Seite 141, Übungen 2b und c. So, for 2b, they're asking you to write down the appointments that they've got. So, the first thing we're going to talk about is Kalenderwoche, KW. Germans will often say, in welche Kalenderwoche, in which calendar week is that? In other words, in which week of the year? So, you'll see KW, KW on the side. So, of course, the week of January 1st, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, in this case in the book, that's the first calendar week of the year, with the last calendar week of the year being in December, starting in this book on the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. So, Kalenderwoche is shortened to KW. So, let's do 2b. And the date they have is Erste Kalenderwoche am 4.1. So that means in the first calendar week of the year on January 4th. Now remember, they say vierten ersten. The Germans do day, month, and year. Think of it from smallest to largest. So the second one is fünfte und sechste Kalenderwoche vom 1. bis 2. Februar. The next one is vierzehnte Kalenderwoche am 31. März. The next one is 23. Kalenderwoche von 4. bis 6. Juni. Then we have the 33. Kalenderwoche am 15. August. Next ist die 42. Kalenderwoche am 12. Oktober. Then we've got the 46. Kalenderwoche vom 9. bis 11. November. And the last one is the 52. und 53. Kalenderwoche vom 27. bis 29. Dezember. So 2c, you'll listen to each of the messages that are left on the phone. So for C1, it's Bademode International. Im Monat ist April, Kalenderwoche 19 und der Termin ist der 15. bis 20.4. So that's the 15th to the 20th of April. For Flug nach London, Datum ist 2.7. That means the 2nd of July. Der Wochentag ist ein Dienstag und die Uhrzeit ist 7.30 Uhr. Hotel Karolinger. Datum ist 2. bis 4. 2. Das heißt, that's the 2nd to the 4th of February. Anreise bis 22 Uhr. That means you should arrive there before 10 o'clock at night. Und Frühstück ist von 7 Uhr bis 10.30 Uhr. So Frühstück ist breakfast. So breakfast is served at the Hotel Karolinga from 7 to 10:30.